I'll share a little background on this, actually. Last year, I decided to preach there, and I didn't know how much time I had. Then that night before, I found out I had 3 minutes. And you guys heard that message actually already. Last time I preached, you guys heard that message. It was trapping. It was that message. This year I knew what I had to look for 3 minutes. But you guys all know I farm. You guys know me pretty well. You guys know I farm. I work for farmers. Pretty much beginning of summer or spring and winter after harvest for soybeans, I'll be planting, sitting in a tractor cab planting. I mean, the message is planting the seed. I do farming. I use a drill that's 15 feet wide. I want to say it's about from the back of the drill to the front of the tractor is maybe from that wall to there, about that long. Takes me about 30 feet turn around, but okay. But you have a lot of time thinking when you're planting. You have a lot of time of thinking. You have a lot of time spending with God. You can call people, talk to them. God laid actually this message on my heart during planting and saying, hey, you're doing this. Use this. You have a good area right here. While I was planting, I think of my message. I talk out loud to myself to hear myself for doing it. On the drill I run is a 15 feet long wide. I forget how many rows. I want to say it's long. 25 rows it plants. But on the drill, there's a marker. That marker is about half of the drill length for your... And that marker puts a line. Makes a line in the dirt. It makes it where you can follow it. I haven't planted with it because every time I go use it, it breaks on me. I mean, we have to shut the dumb thing off and I have to look out the window and guess how far am I overlapping or am I not overlapping. But that marker's job is to keep you going straight, keep you on track. If I remember correctly, the name of the piece that I'm going to talk about is a no-till cultivator. I run a no-till drill. I mean, I do not have work up the ground before I drill into it. These are like a disc, but they have waves. It goes back and forth. It breaks your topsoil. Breaks it. Makes it easier working with. You can adjust that. I have bumped that lever for the hydraulics on accident before and have figured out what number am I running on. Then there's seed openers. I didn't explain on the seed openers as much as I wish I did at camp. I wish I did more on that. But the seed openers are two discs. One side's flat and the other side has bearing. A bolt goes in on this side, bolt goes in on this side. And there's two different piece of metal. But they do this. For you can open your dirt up to make where your seed can drop. There's a seed tube. Those are fun because you have crawl on your hands and knee all the way through that drill to put these tubes on because you have changed them about every year. But the seed tubes, the seed follows it. The tubes and it drops into what the seed opener makes. Then there's a wheel and back to close the valley or what the seed opener makes and helps embrace that dirt. We're in Potter County. I mean, we have love clay for that. It does a great job, a little too much. Then on the drill that I run, there's a basket, and that turns the dirt. When your markers aren't working, it's great having those because you can see where you just drilled. But they just turn, roll around, turns dirt over, breaks the rye, breaks it over. But with a drill, you can plant rye, wheat, soybeans. I'm probably missing a lot of other stuff that I can't remember right now. But that's the fun thing about planting is you never expect what's happening. You never can. If you think, oh, it's going good, now something breaks. Okay, now we have to fix this. But I forget how much the drill weighs when it's clear or full. It's pretty much a lot of weight on it. Why am I telling you this stuff? The marker is the word of God. This is what guides us. At camp, I didn't look at my notes, and I completely forgot about that. And after I sat down, I started kicking myself. I'm like, man, I forgot about that already. But this is what we need to be guided by.
Amen.
This is what we need to follow. My verses, I actually have a couple of them. The neat thing is this. I asked Brother Zach for his input on verses. It's so nice being able to go to somebody to ask for help with verses.
Amen.
It's so nice to have those men where they are willing to help you. Like, yeah, we can do this. But I have to figure out which note card it is. Psalms 119, verse 105. I laugh because when he told me this, he started reading it. I'm like, wait, I already used this verse before. I used it for my raccoon message for my when I'm hunting raccoon. It is, tell me when you're there. The verse is, thy words is a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path. Is this your light? Is this what guides you? One message is at camp. I was going to bring my notes. I forgot about it. But kids at school, I laugh because I listen to it. I overhear it, and I laugh because I'm like, okay. I'm pretty much in a Christian school, pretty much, because who I'm all around. But they're not Baptist. But it's all about Snapchat. Not a lot about Facebook, Snapchat, Twitter. I forget all the rest. But TikTok, that's the big one, I'm remembering correctly. But they all look at that for like, oh, this is in fashion. Stanley's. Come on, people. It's just a cup you can drink from. I guess those are so big, Stanley's. But they look for that for guidance. They look at that for their path, how they dress. That was one message is like, last week, they used that. They said how kids dress looks at that. Coming from Christian school, from public school, but pretty much a Christian, is I said, are you a fake Christian? I hear so many kids say, yeah, I'm a Christian, yeah. But in 3 seconds later, they're cussing. 3 seconds later, they're using God's name in vain. A lot of kids have asked me, why do I carry this book? Why do I carry this? Yeah, it adds a lot of extra weight. I have forgot about it a couple times, but it adds a lot of extra weight. Yeah. But why? I've been in situations where I didn't have this, and I wish I did. I wish I had this, because when I didn't, I needed it. It's a light unto my feet. It's one of the messages, actually one of the kids preached it, was the flashlights are nice because where we're at, our bathrooms are about 50 yards away from our cabins, and there's no lights. It's nice having a flashlight for you're not tripping over stuff or running into people. It's a light unto thy path. But some people actually start, during the whole week, they were using points like this. Like, the whole entire week, it was, are you planting the seed? That was on the first night. Are you planting the seed? Was on first night. And they started going through there, and I'm like, hey, that'll work for my message. Their verses, like, hey, that'll work for my message. That will work. You know, it was pretty neat seeing, like, how it all got tied together. The cultivators, no-till cultivators. That is your testimony. That is what they know you for. That's what they know you for. Your testimony is the first thing they ever see of you.
Amen.
That's their first thing they ever know of you. That's the first thing that for that seed can go in ground. Another verse is kind of goes together, and it's kind of neat how this got put together. Preacher talked about it this morning. Numbers 21, verse 5. And the people spoke against God, against Moses. Wherefore have ye brought us up from Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no bread, neither is there any water. And our souls are, what is that word? Loatheth this light bread. When he read that, I'm like, that is so true, because they didn't want God. One verses we learned this week as during the memory Bible verses, it was in the second group of three, is John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. That's John 1:1. They didn't want God. Moses, correct me if I'm wrong, but Moses was like the Bible, because that's who God went through at that time. Because they didn't have the bread of life, the truth, yet. He was the person who, Moses led them out of Egypt. Moses led them out of Egypt. Well, it leads us, the Bible. Our pastor, the marker leads us for planting.
Amen.
And that's the thing that jumped out at me during his message. I'm like, hey, I could use this. But those cultivators are the first thing that hits the ground, the first thing that breaks the earth that God made, that he made with his made. A lot of people say, oh, the earth was made by Big Bang. I have worked around the cannon. I have worked around guns and gunpowder. An explosion has never made anything. It always makes it worse. We've put paper in that cannon. Good luck trying to pick up those pieces of paper. Man, you say a explosion made all of this? I can't believe that, because I have seen what explosions have done. The no-till cultivator is the first, your testimony. I was going to look up the verses for it, but the thought came at me during the message actually this morning was the woman that just wanted to touch, just knew she had to touch Jesus. Just knew she had to touch him and she will be healed. That took faith. That is his testimony. Like, yeah, this person has made the lame to walk, the blind to see. He was the one that made the dead to rise. He was the one that they, that was his testimony. Like, yeah, this person does miracles right here. Amen. This person does miracles right here. That's his testimony. The seed openers is when you go talk to them saying, yeah, I'm a Christian. They should already knew you were a Christian because how you walk your life.
Amen.
Something else is why I really didn't go into the message. I liked all messages, But why I didn't go into the one I picked? Because it runs right beside this. Are you a counterfeit Christian? They should already knew you were a Christian, how you act and talk. But he shared his testimony, and he said he doesn't really do that. He shared his testimony, and that was the thing that kind of stuck out to me. Like, he shared it, and we want to share our testimony. Our testimony is a lot of things that, like, yeah, I was a lonesome sinner. Now I'm saved. Now I'm not going to hell. I'm now going to Jesus. I'm now living forever life. And right there, your seed just dropped out of your seed tube. There's your seed. And your seed is salvation. Your seed is your salvation. And it's pretty neat is your seed that is your salvation. My other verse that I used two verses during the whole thing, during camp, was the Psalms, and this one, Matthew chapter 18, verse 20. I'll keep going. The seed has to be dropped first. You have to tell them about salvation. If you don't tell them, who will? Who will tell them if you don't tell them? In Matthew chapter 18, in verse 20, says, this is relating to the wheel now that's behind the seed opener, that what closes to keep the dirt, to close the seed in, to help the seed to grow, and help your salvation to grow, is what the seed is. And what this verse is, for where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Why does God mention the church so much? Because that's the church. That's us. Why does he mention the church so much? During message, I did bring this up, is when one of us fall, we all fall. When one of us rise, we all rise. In football camp, and Kite River, they mentioned this during boxing. One of their sayings in football camp is, when you get knocked down, get right back up. Amen. When you get knocked down, get right back up. Amen. In football, you have to do that or you're getting stepped on. In boxing, and I'm not a boxer that well, I don't know. But when you get knocked down, you have to get back up. Your church, Jesus says you need to be embraced. That's what the wheel does to that seed. Embraces the seed in the dirt. Embraces it for it can grow. But Jesus mentions it how many times in the Bible about the church? How many times? A lot. Why would he have mentioned it that many times unless it's important? That's why he mentioned it that many times. Because it must be important. The basket. On the drill I run has a basket. And that's pretty nice, actually, because I actually do have videos of running. I was a rider on back of it. That was fun, actually. We were ending a planting season. That's the greatest time. When you're almost done planting, the stress coming off, equipment hasn't broke yet. And we were not running low on seed, but we didn't want to put too much seed where we have to clean it all out. I mean, the farmer who I work for, he's a lot better at running drill than I am, but he has a lot more experience than I do. I mean, I'm okay riding where I ride. But I was on back of this drill. When it's fully raised, you can't really get on there that easy. You grab a ladder to get rest weight on there. I mean, I'm on back of it. The seed boxes are open. They're two big boxes, two pieces, because your drill will swivel, because while you're pulling, sometimes you hit harder part than the other parts, and you don't want to break any bones that we have done before. And that's very fun. try and replace. But I was right on back of it. I'm like, I actually had this message kind of for a while, but got more laid on it this year than last year. But I took video. I couldn't see it because dust was flying into my eyes. I couldn't see at all. But the cultivators were from me, and the baskets were behind me. I was standing open over the seed openers and the wheels. But I took video of the cultivators working. It throws dirt. It's pretty neat watching. Then I took video of the basket working. And I got those two videos. That day, I got really dirty because of that. But I got two videos of that. But the baskets, what do? They turn over dirt. Their songs, one song just popped in my mind during the message and I added it, was Brothers Twice, the song, "The Old Man Is Dead and the New Man Is Alive." That the baskets, they turn over new dirt. They turn over new dirt. They break the grass. They put the old under. And that's what it should show in our life. For people who has been in their church life, been in church for their whole entire life, doesn't see it as much. But the people who came out of the world into the church, who got saved, the old man is dead. Now there's a new man living. He might look like the old man, but no, he's a new man. He's a man of, he has Jesus in him. He has the Holy Spirit in him. Hey, he's using this for guidance. He's using the Bible for guidance to get through the world. He's not using their phones. He's not using social media for guidance. No, he's using the old book for the new look. And that's the thing. We need to use this. This will not fail us. The phones, they'll fail us because you drop them, they break. Okay, I'll get a new one. Okay, battery goes back. You get a new one. It's man-made. The paper and the binding in this is man-made. But the words, that's from God. That's from God who made that. That's who told the people who was writing it, "Hey, I want you to write this. Hey, do this. Hey, I want this for guidance for you guys when I'm not here. When I'm not here. I want you guys to have something to look to." The 12, when he told one disciple, say, "You have little faith," where he had to, if I remember correctly, Thomas was the man who he had to put the hand and finger, Thomas. And he said, pretty much, "Ye little faith." Who hasn't seen is going to have greater faith. Hey, right here's our book. Yeah, people will say, "Oh, it's an old book." I have been told by teachers, "You can't read that. It's old English. It's old." Yeah, but it's truth.
Amen.
But it's truth. Which one flies more, truth or lies? If I remember correctly, there is 105 different versions of the book of Bibles, if I remember correctly. But this is truth. You can't beat the truth. You can't beat the truth of the Word of God. The basket is a new look from the old book. Closing out is, are you the person who's... We have had stuff fall off while we're drilling beans or drilling because One, stuff does get loosened. It's pretty interesting when that happens. But if the cultivator gets loose, that destroys everything. That will destroy a lot of stuff over time. The cultivator what breaks your topsoil. That way it makes it easier for your seed opener. Because there's a tiny gap for it's not wearing the seed openers as much. But if that cultivator, the no-till cultivator, is, let's say, if you took all cultivators off, that's your front piece. If you took all those off, now your seed openers will get dirt wedged there, wedged between those two pieces of metal. And slowly it'll start pulling them apart. Now you just stripped your bolts, your nut, the nuts of the bolts, and a couple other things about it. Now you have your seed openers, the pieces of metal that are supposed to split your dirt, falling off. Now your seeds are just going on top ground. Now your birds are eating it. The wheels will just function because they won't fall off as easy. But if you keep your testimony, now your seed openers can stay working how they're properly supposed to work. Now you're not dropping seeds into the ground as on top of the ground as much, because every time you lift your drill, you're dropping seeds. That's why we try to dodge lifting the drill as much, unless it's going to break the drill. But the basket gives everything a new look. And that's the neat thing, is how it does it. It just turns. You wouldn't think it'd be able to do that. But how it turns the dirt over where their moisture is in the dirt now. Now the grass, the stems of the rye, is broken now. Now you can see where you have drilled. The tractor I run has duals. It's 10 feet wide and the drill's 15 feet. I mean, I have a little bit extra on the sides. That's why I joke about I'm always over planting. But it's always nice being able to see. I have heard, we will go to elevator for lunch break, and I have heard about their markers not working. And they couldn't see the mark, but they don't have basket. And they can't see where they're drilling. I mean, that's where I'm grateful for the basket. Like, I can see where I'm drilling because my markers are broken half. I can't see where I'm drilling at. But what I want you guys to get out of this, this should be our guidance. This should be our guidance for getting us through. Keep us moving forward. Keep us moving forward towards God, towards the other side of Jordan, and towards heaven.
Amen.
Keep us on the right side. You're never going to be perfect at drilling. You're never going to be perfect. It takes years upon years. But that marker is just a estimate where it's at. It's what you have learned how to use that marker. And that's the neat thing, is what it took for brains for, like, hey, what if we do this for makes it easier planting? Yeah, it might be easy, but getting there is hard. That's where, when we get knocked down, we have to get back up. Boxing, you have, when you get knocked out, you have to get back up. And what I want you guys to get out of this is, everybody looks at you. Yeah, you might say you're not a Christian. You might be able to say the right things, and you might know how to look the right way for people wouldn't think it. Or when you're around certain people, you want them to think it. But that's what the thing is, are you following this? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. This is what God wrote. This is what He gave us. And that's all I have for tonight.